I might actually sit this
I know,
one out
right?
because I'm really tired.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's gonna do all our research? No one else knows how to use the internet.
I,
you know,
oh
I can,
man. Opera
can do research.
Also, all you guys have
just better suited.
So all you guys have contacts.
Opera can do research. He's just better, much better suited to going out and talking to people because he's one of the only people that's good at that.
Also,
which
is great at it. Which has like 8D and persuade.
Yeah. Also, MA's like got only like, I don't know, 5 dice in research.
Right, but she's got magical hacking powers.
So. Only
you know, most of the time she doesn't use those.
She's only got magical telephone conversation intercepting powers.
Yeah.
Opera's got 8 dice in research. He can research everything.
Does he have does he have hyper research? Does that have COVID times 4?
No, but I almost quit. but I'm gonna make that now.
I just like the.
Let's
like
see, 11 experience
Zach,
left.
Zach, that's basically Oracle from the Batman series.
Hey.
Just like chill out behind a million computers and know everything forever.
Ask me how the king, how the Queen of England's doing. How's the Queen of England? She's great.
I like that you made little horse pitter-patter noises.
I just smashed my keyboard with my
meat. Nate, if I'm gonna make a superhero that's power is information, I'm just going to bring Aiden into this campaign.
Yes, that's very akin to Oracle.
Super high. I'm gonna turn that down.
Fell to lay off the weed.
Fucking going to the moon.
Puns everywhere tonight.
why
just
are there
call me Zach Manser.
Don't, please.
I would, but that'd be a little awkward. That's my name. You could say that this is a campaign about crime and punishment.
No.
What?
You didn't put enough emphasis on the first syllable.
Oh, pun. Okay. I was like, is he making something about mints? Punish mints? Delicious.
I often punish mints.
What is a, what would, so like.
Dude.
What if like TV watched people?
George Orwell, no!
You know, it occurs to me that night blogging is just the next stage of like talking while high.
Night blogging.
It's a Tumblr thing.
Although I'm disappointed, I searched the night blogging tag on Tumblr and none of the tweets there are hilarious. And by tweets, I mean
let me find one of the good master posts.
Yeah, it's only master posts. I don't know where the actual small posts are.
They don't actually exist.
Holy crap.
As soon as someone finds them, they're immediately removed.
I'm going to have to add up, like, go over my character sheet, because I should have a lot more experience than I actually do.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's a thing that I realized with some of my characters, that I forgot that in Wild Talents you get 1 point in every stat for free, because there's an intrinsic that lets you not have a stat, or lets you have 0 in a stat.
I'll take
now
that,
now the name of the arc is Free Pelagio.
Look, he's been in prison for a while.
I knew you were gonna go there. I'm so glad you did.
I think we need to name the arc after the most important aspect of it. So clearly, the arc is called Opera's Back.
I'm gonna punch you in the face through the internet and bring a little bit back
Opera's
of your
back.
Skin.
Back again. Tell a friend.
Hold on.
There is the U-Haul. Oh. When the sirens are done. Apparently there were some cops in the area that night.
There's some crime afoot.
Yeah, no,
minor
it was
infraction,
probably...
You must die.
It was probably from Julius.
he went and found a criminal who does fake IDs, got like dozens of them, and then shot the man in the head.
Yeah.
After paying him, of course. He left the money on the scene.
I don't understand. They shot him in the head, and then he's just covered in bills.
Make it rain.
God damn. All right. Yeah.
Well, boys, looks like there's a new serial killer on the scene.
We call him... Oh my god.
Someone
like...
bored with a lot of money.
We call him the
that
Rain Man.
Like kind of a... That sounds like kind of a possibly neat serial killer gimmick. Just find a, you find a dead person and it's just they're covered in dollar bills.
I think I actually saw that in an episode of Law and Order SVU. All
right.
Only they were hookers.
All right. So yeah, it's
a... I don't mean to derail.
No, no.
It's... But I just I'm reminded of an early PlayStation game called Tenchu where you would be a ninja riding up on the top of buildings, and whenever there'd be a guard, you would throw a little rice ball down and they'd be like, food? Hell yeah.
Yeah, they'd pick it up, and then sometimes they were poisoned with, like, sleep stuff or with poison.
That's right.
Yeah, the guards were as star for food as the guards in Metal Gear series are star for pornography.
There you go.
Yeah, all right.
It was nothing.
All right.
Sheath sword. Go back to patrol. Yeah, anyway.
At least Dean got a laugh out of that.
Yeah. Actually, give me just a minute.
He's downstairs, and there's also friends downstairs.
Stupid friends. What do they ever do for me?
They did a lot.
I don't get by with a little help.
Fellate you constantly.
Free fellatio.
Fellatio Sanchez.
I don't know. I keep you entertained while you're at work.
It's true.
I am your constant companion.
It's true. I appreciate that, Sam.
I do what I can.
You start to wonder if there's an actual person at the other end or if your phone has just become sentient and you call it Sam.
Now, while Sam keeps that occupied and everything, Matt asks me questionably legal things.
I thought we weren't going to discuss that anywhere.
Wait, what?
What?
I'm not answering that shit, Matt.
What? I'm so confused and aroused.
Oh, dear.
Also, discuss questionably legal things with Sam, too.
That's actually all we discussed today.
And yesterday.
And most of the week before that.
Are you still talking about that one website you found?
No, that only came up recently. I mean, I've been doing a lot more research on drug trade and stuff like that.
The joke is that Matt's going to end up on every FBI watch list for researching RPG stuff.
Probably.
How does one distribute drugs? How does one?
No, I've honestly
drugs?
Found.
You look up Matt knows a lot about drug distribution, right?
You want to know how much Molly is good is a good time.
I don't even know
how much Molly before I'm Miley Cyrus.
Well, that's taking that's Miley. It's a different thing altogether.
You don't want any Miley. Any
I'll just
Miley
say.
Is bad.
I'll just say if you look.
You want to stay mildly Cyrus.
God damn it.
You never want to go full Billy Ray though.
Yeah.
Even Billy Ray, which is he didn't go full Billy Ray.
Well, it's because people kept breaking his achy-breaky heart.
Aww.
They didn't understand. But no, honestly, if you Google like how to make MDMA. Or how to make ecstasy, you can find a lot of very detailed articles on the subject. In fact, one of them is like beginner's guide to chemistry and talks about specific, it's like cookbook. It says like where you can get all the stuff exactly.
Okay,
like
I'm
how
back.
Long to
I'm
cook
back.
Things. Yeah, no, it's crazy. Yeah, no, it's not that.
It was the same sense that secretly sort of detected that opera was a girl before that reveal.
That's Clockwork's real power.
He's the one who can tell when a lady is present. Is this dude a lady? Yes.
Why am I so entranced by staring at this image? Oh, I see.
He has two hard dice in discerning femininity.
Honestly, with all the things,
oh, darn it.
Should have taken that as an actual. Somebody should take that as an offer, actual power.
Offer ghosts and Gaydar.
You stealing anything?
No. Aside from maybe this this thing with all these photos in it.
The thing with the photos in it is a website.
That's right. Fucking never mind. I was gonna be like, oh, take the iPad. No.
Steal the entire website.
He's talking into you. Fucking into the data banks. He's stealing the internet.
The full fucking Carmen Sandiego.
While no one was looking, Carmen Sandiego stole one entire internet. That's as many as one ones.
I'm pretty sure she definitely did that once.
I wouldn't doubt it.
She stole, like, Texas once.
How did she steal Texas?
I don't know. She did it. She put it somewhere.
It was there, and now it's gone.
You want me to whack the state of Arkansas?
Oh, Sam. Oh, goodness.
Oh, okay. God damn it. All of Havana's best cigars. All of them.
The entire Cape of Good Hope. Okay.
Fish from half of Lake Titicaca.
But not the other half. That half is inferior.
She
stole the snow from atop Mount Fuji and every last drop of salsa.
I also like that she stole K2, the world's
she stole the world's tallest mountain. Best.
Every anchovy from the Black Sea. She stole not only a mountain, she stole the Ngorongoro crater.
She also stole the Khyber Pass. She stole the absence of mountain.
I like the addition of every last drop of salsa.
That sounds like it should be a Cards Against Humanity.
All of these. What did Carmen Sandiego steal should be a black card.
Yeah.
The Cape of Good Hope, the entire Trans-Siberian Railroad.
Sam, by the way, Arrival Dojo applies.
Why are some of the top ones like the plans for this year's carnival?
Carnival.
She stole all the goulash.
All of it.
While no one looked. Okay. Okay.
Carnival.
Okay, we're done with this.
Okay. Casablanca. She stole the abominable snowman. She stole a fake thing.
Apparently it's real. She stole an airport.
Also the entire Trans-Siberian Railroad.
Sam, why do you think we don't think it's real?
She stole the Olympic flame.
Is this our punk moment?
Oh, God.
Are we all just that tired?
Yeah, I'm not very tired. I find it hilarious. I'm blessed.
Nairobi International Airport
has best cigars. Not all the cigars from Havana. She didn't steal all the Cuban cigars. Just the best ones.
She sampled new. Them all herself before stealing them.
Like Carmen Sandiego is a cigar connoisseur.
Oh my God, this is the greatest thing.
Matt. We gotta do it. You know we gotta.
Yeah, whenever you're free.
To do I'm what?
So, I'm so...
We have all three the Carmen Sandiego games.
Oh man, I want to be in on that. I don't know which one, but there was one I played the shit out of as a kid.
We have the DOS one. I'm trying to find someone who's selling the one from the mid-90s, and I have the one from the early aughts.
Probably the mid-90s one. That's maybe the, one that, the DOS. Yeah. No, it's probably the DOS one. Maybe the DOS one. Honestly, literally the only thing I remember about it is that it had like a DRM that consisted of you it asking you what country's flag this was.
That sounds like the manual DOS
had
one.
And the manual had a big list of all the countries and their flags. But it was really, honestly, the worst DRM once the internet came out.
Like all of those old DRMs. Like, Chuck Yeager's Air Combat asked you things about planes. And we had the manual, and we couldn't fucking answer those questions. We ended up going to World Book Encyclopedia. That couldn't answer the questions. We never played that game.
Look back, the DRM is too dumb.
Yeah.
Or too smart. I don't know which.
Oh, man. Crazon Poketopia Pokemon Prospectors.
Dude, if it weren't for the fact that I am too busy to partake in that, I would partake in that every day of my life.
Forever.
He wanted to write a game about
Gold Rush era Pokemon where they're using like Zigzagoons and Sandshrews to mine for gold.
It sounds so baller.
Apparently, New York State has started a policy of adding text stops to highways so people can pull over and text on their phones and then keep driving again.
Oh wow!
Is special.
Yes, it is.
Ghost and Opera are a terrifyingly efficient B&E team. I'm just
Yeah, no, they're both really good at moving silently and quickly, and like, yeah, they're really good at sneaking around. That's really all you need, and one of them's super fast.
Yeah, Ghost is basically never going to fail stealth checks, and Opera's going to be get everything done very quickly. Like, if they ever wanted to be like, fuck it, we're just going to be criminals now, they would be, like, the world's best burglars.